Hi, I'm Dan Berry. In early October of this year, I was lucky enough to be invited to a press event to meet and interview some of the stars of this year's St Albans pantomime, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, taking place at the Auburn Arena this Christmas. I caught up with funny man and St Albans panto regular Ian Kirkby and the Wicked Queen and headline celebrity act of the show, Chizzy Akadulu. In these two exclusive interviews, recorded at the new Eric Morecambe Centre in Harpenden, I spoke to both Ian and Chizzy about what it's like to be in a panto, what things are they most looking forward to, and the challenges they're facing in taking on a brand new role. I hope you enjoy. Right, no messing about, let's crack on with the show. It is time to talk panto. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves comes to the Auburn Arena in St Albans this Christmas, and we have two stars of the show. We start off by chatting to St Albans panto regular, who you may have seen in Peter Pan, Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, and most recently Sleeping Beauty. Now he's back at the arena, setting about the role of Von Bad Apple. It's a pleasure to welcome on the show for the first time the very funny Ian Kirkby.
Hello, hello.
Very nice to see you again, because we've obviously met before at the previous Auburn Arena pantomime, which was Sleeping Beauty.
Indeed.
I got chatting to you at, well, it was after the press performance, and you were playing quite a different character than you are now, because of one you're playing in Snow White.
I was. In fact, I was the Queen. I was the Queen. There's a Freudian slip. I was the King, wasn't I? King Larry of Letchworth, I seem to remember. Mm. Was. Of course, that particular pantomime ended rather badly for me, because I developed pneumonia 10 days before the end of the run, and sadly I just didn't recover enough to come back to the show. So take my hat off to my understudy, because he had to carry the rest of that the way it was. So, but yes, I'm delighted to be back again, and especially in light of world events. I'm delighted that the Auburn Arena is open for business again. So yeah.
You're playing a far different character now than the one you played before, because you're playing the baddie sidekick, I think.
I am indeed. I am taking the role of Baron Von Bad Apple. Von Bad Apple? You see what they've done there?
That's why you're dressed like that.
So, yes. So, I'm dressed like this. Now, I'm not sure this is the actual finished costume.
Just to describe to the listeners, he's dressed a bit like the Wizard of Oz, in a lovely black paisley coat. Ooh. And you've got some sort of green outlining, and you've got some sparkly waistcoat
and some very lovely evening trousers and patent leather shoes.
Very appropriate.
So it's not often you see patent leather these days.
No, I do like that a lot. I do like this look on you.
So, I love this costume. I'm not sure whether it's the one that we'll be going with yet, but that's to be confirmed, so we'll wait and see. But yes, very different character. This one hails from deepest Bavaria and is indeed henchman to the evil queen.
And you have sort of have you played a part like this before in a pantomime?
Yes, well, funnily enough, during last year, when obviously we were all sort of trying to get geared up for a pantomime, but then a lot of these mini pantos happened, and because of the nature of where I live, Evolution asked me to join the company in Canterbury for a little five-hander panto. In which I played a character called Baron von Bad Apple, and I think that's what Paul quite liked the character, so he's transposed it into Snow White this year. So, but having said that, he will be a very different character again, even though he's German the same, but it will be quite a different...
You said before that this panto will be different to other Auburn Arena pantos that audiences are used to. How will it be different?
Well, I think with this one, the script is cram-packed full of new material. There might be there's a couple of old favourites in there. There's the ghost gag bench, of course, and the cart routine with all the puns. But again, totally brand new cart routine. And again, because of the way Paul writes and tailors everything for who he has, so with the lovely Chizzy Akadulu,
is this her panto debut?
It is her panto debut, but she's going to be absolutely fantastic. I can tell your listeners now, she's got all of the right qualities to be a great panto queen. And also Johnny Weldon, who's joining us this year, will be fantastic as models. And it's a really, really strong lineup. We've got fabulous principal cast, and also the usual ensemble of dancers. And me, of course, I'm back. Yeah. That might put some people off, I don't know.
No, that brings me on perfectly to the next point I want to make, because you must be thrilled being back at the Auburn Arena.
I am indeed.
And what a place to do a panto, though, the Auburn Arena panto.
Yes, absolutely. This will be my ninth year now. So, I'm 8 pantos down. This is number 9. One more and I get a free set of steak knives.
Yes. Yes.
That's the star prize if I make it to next year. But no, I'm absolutely thrilled to be back because for the past nearly 10 years now, St Albans has been my home at Christmas. I absolutely love it here. The audiences we get are fabulous. And I really hope people get the message out there that we're back and we're open for business and it will be a spectacular panto with all the bells and whistles that they're used to from an evolution pantomime.
So. And I think people will be excited just to be at a theatre.
Absolutely.
And to be at the Auburn Arena, because that's the excitement of when you're sort of sitting down on the seat waiting for the show to start.
Yeah.
And then you get the first kind of, you get the mobile phone and then you get that opening music and then the show starts.
Yeah. No,
it's a magical feeling, and you've had lots of highlights from previous panels that's happened on stage. What, I think one occasion during Sleeping Beauty, didn't someone propose to their girlfriend during a matinee? Was it a matinee?
I think it was a matinee. Yeah, that's right. We had there was a chap had written to the theatre asking if he could come up on stage and propose to his fiance. Propose to his girlfriend to become his fiance. And I think we actually, because it was a year when we weren't having anybody up on stage, but we worked it in for this one particular performance. And we got this chap up on stage under false pretenses, and the lady in question as well. And he got down on one knee and proposed to her, and thankfully she said yes.
it's fabulous, because then I suppose in a show like that, that's an opportunity for what can happen, because you're telling a story, but you're also stepping outside of the story.
Yeah.
So if someone coughs or whatever in the front row or sneezes, you can mess around.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've got that, you can break that fourth wall and you have that audience interaction to kind of play around with or pick on or whatever. So I do not envy at all the poor unfortunate people that have booked tickets in the front row.
Yes. Well, especially for the men.
Especially when the people that Bob used to pick on.
Yes, if the dame would get hold of anyone in the front row, then it could be quite an enlightening evening for them. But you're absolutely right. I mean, within the framework of panto and the way it works, you do have that opportunity. If things go wrong, if people shout something out or whatever, you do have that ability to break the fourth wall quite easily. And hopefully make something else out of it, or cover up a mistake or whatever, and get another laugh out of it. And from that point of view, I think that's why so many actors love doing panto. It's just that interaction with the audience, and that's really what it's all about. It's about, I always say, if people can see you're having fun and enjoying yourself on the stage, and you're including the audience in that, then they'll go away very happy punters. What you must never do is have fun on stage but not include the audience, because then that sort of alienates them, and that's not a good look for anyone.
Good luck on the pantomime.
Thank you very much,
and really good seeing you again. Looking forward to seeing it. Best of luck, can't wait to see it.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for the chat, and I hope everyone enjoys it. Book your tickets.
Not at all, great pleasure.
All right, cheers.
92.6 FM Radio Verulam.
My next guest is truly a Strictly sensation from stage, screen and television. Now she's taking on a new challenge, starring in her first panto as the Wicked Queen in Snow White. Please welcome the absolutely fabulous Chizzy Akadulu.
Hello!
So Chizzy, from what I can gather, this is your panto debut, I believe.
It certainly is. I'm very excited to be playing the Evil Queen. Who doesn't want to play evil?
Yes.
I've got a fabulous costume.
Yes, I'm looking at it now. And I think from what I can gather, it's not entirely finished. Although looking at the Doc Martens and the dress and the tights and everything, it's a wonderful homage to Carrie Hope Fletcher's Cinderella, especially with that coat.
Oh, fabulous. Unfortunately, the coat will be... in my dressing room.
Okay.
But mind you, it's probably going to be quite hot on sets. On stage. So it's probably a good thing I'm not wearing the coat. But yes.
Well, speaking as someone who has performed on stage and even on the Auburn Arena stage, those lights can be
hot.
Yes.
Well, see, now my character, I want her to have a fan because I'm a massive drag racer.
Me too.
Yes. And
I'm wearing pink, so.
But there you go. And I will be channeling a drag queen.
Ah.
As the Wicked Queen.
You'd be good on Drag Race.
Please tell them, because I've tried to get on it. I have tried. He said I'm not big enough. How dare you?
Okay, so Wicked Queen, big shoes to fill, because, I mean, it's probably the best part to play in a pantomime, surely, because the villain gets the best costumes, best dialogue, apart from being beaten at the end. It's like the funnest job in the world, isn't it?
I mean, everybody wants to play evil. Who wants to play good? Good is boring.
I know.
Whereas evil, you just get a nice character to dig your teeth into. You get booed. You know, I'm wondering, am I going to get any therapy afterwards? Because everyone's going to be booing me. Everyone's going to hate me, but love me.
Yes. It's one of these things that they love to hate you.
Yes.
And the Wicked Queen is such a devilishly wicked character. Mm-hmm. She's very much a narcissist and loves herself very much, because she talks to a mirror and everything.
And she's got no redeeming qualities, quite frankly. You know, she's a narcissist. She's she does attempted murder. She hates everybody.
Well, she gets a huntsman to do her dirty work. Well,
there you go. She's a nasty piece of work, and I can't wait. I can't wait to play her.
Mm. So, your first pantomime, and in St Albans as well, are you excited to be coming to St Albans at all? Have you visited the area before?
Yeah, I've been to St Albans quite a lot. I've got friends who live here, and also I used to work down the road in Elstree, so I'm not stranger to St Albans.
Mm. And you've had an extraordinary career. I mean, obviously, everyone didn't know who you were until you did Holby, but then Strictly comes along. And is it one of these things that more people knew who you were after you did Strictly?
I became more of a household name once I'd done Strictly, and I was in it very briefly, but apparently I had a lasting effect on people. So, you know, it's one of those programs, I think you really have to think of opportunities after the show, and you have to make the most of it. And yes, I could have done more after the show, but it opened so many wonderful doors.
And I understand that you have hidden talents as well. Are any of those skills or qualities going to come out in your character in this panto?
What hidden skills are they?
you can do the splits.
Oh yes. Do you know what? I would love to do the splits in the show.
As an old lady.
It would mean I would have to be. I'd have to warm up so much before each show, because you can't just jump in the splits. I also used to do karate, so you never know, there might be some fighting involved as well. That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Well, you have such wonderful stage presence, especially from being Strictly, so I think you will... do you find that when you come out on stage, you're kind of like, especially after after the theatre's been closed and things, do you actually feel... Yeah, appreciate it more after it being closed for nearly 2 years.
Well, before the lockdown, I was doing a play, and it was directed by Frantic Assembly. It was directed by Scott Graham and Kathy Burke, and you know we still had 9 weeks left to go, and so that was devastating, us having to finish the show. So to be coming back onto the stage in a panto, which is totally different to what we were doing before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's marvellous.
Well, I suppose there's no theatre like it, really. It's been around since the Victorian era. And I think what's great is that sort of audience interaction. You get feedback straight away.
No, you don't.
Thank you. Oh, yes, you do. You got me there.
I can't wait for that.
You got me there.
I can't wait to be answering back to the audience. I can't wait. Because I love panto, I love watching it.
Mm. And apparently it's selling well at the moment, but I think once people start to go and have that word of mouth and see who's on it, and see who's in it, obviously, they'll probably be saying, you have to go and see this show, because you don't open straight away. I think, from what I gather, it opens from the 10th of December and then it runs until January of next year.
Yes, it does, yes. It's a very short run, so people need to get their tickets in quick. You don't want to be disappointed.
No, I don't think we will.
Yeah.
I don't think we will. It'll be good. Chizzy, lovely to meet you. Thank you for talking to me. And good luck in your panto debut.
Thank you, Dan. And please come if you can.
I will. No,
cheers.
I'll be there.
Cheers. And I will have a massive fan.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, if I have anything to do with it, I'll have a big fan.